From our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, we welcome you in. It is Gym Class coming your way on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM. So we take it through the 3 o'clock hour on this Thursday, 4 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn, our producer. Lots to get to. John Cranton from Gym Fight Sports in Las Vegas. We will talk about tonight's Denver-Carolina game. Break that down with John. And week one of the NFL season, week two of the college football season. We will do that coming up with Mr. Cranton here in just a little bit. Also, it is week two of the Pick Six, brought to you by Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub on Highway 1 West in Iowa City. Sean won in the first week with a modest 4-2 mark, but the Gym Class is ahead right now by, I believe, one full game for the first time since 2014. We will try to extend that lead coming up later on. And more importantly, Mark, we will present somebody out there who hitches their wagon up to the top prognosticator. They will get a $30 gift certificate to Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub at the conclusion of that.
Interesting mix of games this week. Certainly the Iowa State game we will pick, but we've got games such as Tennessee, Virginia Tech at Bristol Motor Speedway.
Boom.
That should be interesting.
Very interesting.
Pitt, Penn State, and the like. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, and that'll be coming up, including Arkansas TCU. That is a game we'll have for you coming up on Saturday night on our FM signals, 107.5, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. We'll have that at 6 o'clock for you with about a 6:10 kickoff for that one coming up on Saturday evening. We got the pre- and post-games coming up on Saturday, live from Coach's Corner in Iowa City at 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Please make your plans. Stop on by and say hi to the panel. We do appreciate it, no matter if you're Iowa or Iowa State. It's a kumbaya day in a kumbaya bar and restaurant. We'll have a good time, no matter if you're wearing Cyclone Red or Hawkeye Black and Gold.
Usually in these games, we see a little of both, and that makes for an interesting atmosphere. And the fact that it's a 6:30 game, it might be, shall we say, a little more festive.
I am hoping for the best, Mark Dukes. I was never in favor of a night game for Iowa State. And as we've said many times before, to quote the great Dean Martin from the great movie Back to School, in all fairness, it was a really big check. So there you go. We will talk about that, and then we will have the Pick Six as well. Hey, we got a big announcement for you here on KGYM. We want to welcome aboard Jerry Ask Investment Services as a brand new sponsor, not only of KGYM, but of our very wildly popular text line at 319-366-1600, now known as the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. And thanks to Jerry and everybody working over there. Appreciate it.
Yeah, welcome, Jerry. Thanks very much for your involvement in the program and in the station. And I know Jerry, and perhaps you do as well. Great guy, and appreciate the involvement. And certainly use the Jerry Ask text line, 366-1600.
Yeah, appreciate that. And thanks to Jerry and hopefully a very long and happy relationship between KGYM and Jerry Ask Investment Services.
Mutually beneficial.
Yeah, mutually beneficial indeed. We also had a bowling night in America week one last night. Big board has not been updated as of yet, but I anticipate that will be happening. We will tell you about that coming up probably just past the bottom of the hour here today. Great to see everybody last night.
It was indeed, and as always, you start in good weather. It wasn't the greatest weather last night, but it didn't matter in the bowling alley, except, as you know, Scott, the humidity affects the lanes, and we'll get into more of that later on, but everybody came out of it without an injury, as far as I know.
We didn't need OTAs, apparently. That was a good thing.
Yeah.
Didn't need it. Could have used it. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to speculate. Not going to speculate on that, but yeah, we had a good time, and it was great to see everybody again after, a long summer off of 4 months without bowling.
Thanks to May City Bowl, our sponsor, and everything looks great out there. Everything's humming right along, and the leagues are active. And, again, we'll get to our Bowling Night in America segment later on.
Yeah, we will. It is the NFL kickoff tonight, and we've got it for you. Carolina at Mile High, Invesco, to take on the Denver Broncos coming up tonight. And we'll have it for you all three of our frequencies coming up tonight, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, beginning at 7 o'clock. We'll join up with Westwood One's coverage with Kevin Kugler and the pregame show. I think about, what are they anticipating, 7:30, 7:45? Somewhere in there with the kickoff after we get the bands off the field and the pregame concerts and everything associated with opening night.
That's the subject of our poll question today, KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Emil's located on First Avenue Southeast, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Which team wins tonight's NFL season opener? Will it be Denver or Carolina?
Go ahead and vote, KGYMradio.com. Trevor Siemian taking over for Peyton Manning. Maybe he is the middleman between Peyton Manning and Paxton Lynch. That's kind of the way it sounds. A lot of people are off the Bronco bandwagon as quickly as they climbed on the Bronco bandwagon. If you aren't the hardcore Denver fan, which a lot of people are around the country, it's one of the more popular teams. Mm-hmm. I'll send that out to Wayne and Warren mm-hmm. and the rest of them. But they still have a defense and they still play in mile high conditions. It is very, very difficult, Mark, to win. Take it from a guy in the AFC West. It is ultra difficult to win in Denver, Colorado.
It's one of those stadiums and atmospheres where it is very difficult to win. And we'll see if Carolina can get it done tonight. By the way.
Yes.
This is going to be the NFL debut, I believe, for former Iowa Hawkeye, who walked on at Iowa, was undrafted by the NFL, has bounced around the last couple of years, and now is a starting long snapper for the Denver Broncos.
And from DeWitt, Iowa.
Casey Kreider out of Iowa will be your long snapper for the Denver Broncos tonight. He won the preseason competition, and he's going to be on the field. He's number 42. Take a look for him tonight. James Ferentz, also on the roster, backup center, but he underwent a minor knee surgery, and I think he's going to be out for a couple games.
Is there such a thing as a minor surgery?
Sure.
Isn't it major if you're having the surgery performed?
If it's major, you're Teddy Bridgewater.
Well,
yes. If it's minor, you're out a couple weeks.
I still say, if you are the person that's having the surgery, if you are the surgery patient.
I get it.
It is major surgery, no matter what is happening to you under the knife. So that's just my thought on it, my views on it.
Third leg of the FedEx Cup playoffs going on in Carmel, Indiana. Crooked Stick Golf Club, the BMW Championships. Right now, round one suspended due to lightning. And several players, most players are out on the course. Some haven't started yet. Zach Johnson, Cedar Rapidian, he went off in the first group at 10 o'clock local time. He has completed 13 holes, and it's been a pretty steady round for Zach. One birdie, one bogey, and 11 pars. Again, he's through 13 in the process of playing the par 4 14th. Again, this is a field of 70 players. It'll be cut to 30 in the top 30 in the FedEx Cup points at the end of this tournament. And those 30 will go on to the Tour Championship.
Steady is not going to get Zach to Atlanta, though.
Probably not.
He needs a top 5, top 10. Top 5, I think, would do it, would get him to Atlanta. He's got to get in that top 30. He's got to pass 20-odd players this week. And right now, even par is probably not going to do it, although score is not super low. Crooked Stick's a tough course. Crooked Stick, if you're a golf fan, that is where John Daly came to fame by winning the 1991 PGA Championship out of nowhere as the fourth alternate?
At least.
And Squeaky Medlin, Nick Price's regular caddy, the late Squeaky Medlin on his bag, who he lost way too early. Just a great, great, great story that was back in 1991, and that was at Crooked Stick in Carmel, Indiana. 13 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Here on the gym class. We're going to take a break. We're going to get to John Cranton. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. And also, want to let you know we got a Dr. Pepper prize pack that we are going to give away. coming up today. 12-pack of Diet Dr. Pepper, 12-pack of regular Dr. Pepper, some Dr. Pepper swag, and some KGYM swag. We'll do that on the program today as well. Take a break, come back, and we'll talk to John Krant. We'll do it after this here on KGYM.
If you want to be successful at your job, you have to have an advantage. At Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com, our advantage is the hometown advantage. The advantage local people have when they work where they live. Nobody connects them with local hometown employers better than we do. And nobody has a better selection of local job openings either. Jobs with that hometown advantage. Apply online today and put it to work for you. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC, has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
Kevin Harlan here from Westwood One. Join Kurt Warner and me for the kickoff of the NFL season from Denver. It's a rematch of Super Bowl 50 as Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers take on the defending champion Broncos as life begins without retired quarterback Peyton Manning. Be with us and hear the NFL all season long from Westwood One.
NFL football presented by Mediacom. Carolina at Denver, Thursday night at 7 on KGYM.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM, Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
15 past the hour at 3 o'clock. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about how you can become a registered coach out there. The coaching authorizations at Kirkwood. We're going to be doing that coming up on the program here today as well. We will do that here in just a little bit. But John Krant is going to join us from Las Vegas, and we'll talk to John coming up here in just a moment. What do you like tonight? You like Denver or you like Carolina tonight? If you had to answer our poll question, Mark.
Tyler Ryder and I were talking about before the show, and both he and you pointed out how difficult it is to win in Denver. I don't know what to expect out of Trevor Siemian, but I guess you still do have the Denver defense, C.J. Anderson back there. I personally think Cam Newton's going to have a big, big year. I'd have to do a coin flip, but I'm kind of leaning towards Carolina, and that would be a great victory for the Panthers.
Be a great win for the Kansas City Chiefs as well. John Cranton's going to join us coming up here momentarily from Las Vegas at 16 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. We'll talk about some of the top college games coming up. We'll get his impressions on Iowa, Iowa State. Want to ask him if two things, the under and the spread, as far as this game is concerned. Over, since Iowa State has reemerged as a big player as far as this rivalry is concerned, Mark, you don't see many blowouts. I think there's been basically one technical blowout game between Iowa and Iowa State over probably the last decade plus.
I think twice Iowa State came into this game as a double-digit underdog and ended up winning the game outright. I think 2014, perhaps 2007, if memory serves. But I talked to an Iowa State fan last night, a guy who texts us all the time, and he's not very encouraged about the Cyclones.
Not encouraged. We'll see. It's still a rivalry, Mark. You know what happens in rivalry games.
And it usually happens in this game. Right now, the line opened Iowa minus 18 and the over and under 53.5. Right now, it is Iowa minus 15 and the over and under 51.
Yeah. So we'll ask John about that coming up as soon as he checks in with us in just a moment. Some of the other games I want to ask him about as far as college football is concerned. You've got Virginia Tech and Tennessee. That's another big one. You mentioned that's at Bristol Motor Speedway. They showed some pictures of the football field at Bristol, and I thought it would be a little bit closer than what it was, especially to the turn areas and the end zone seats. If you are at the top of Bristol Motor Speedway, in the end zone, the field's almost... it's almost a rumor that it's out there.
Now, do the stands go up gradually or abruptly at Bristol?
I've never been there.
Right?
It's Thunder Valley. Like I said, I've never been there before. I know people that have gone to Bristol, and I've never asked them that question.
If you've been to Bristol, give us a text.
Yes, let us know. Text in on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line at 319-366-1600. We will inaugurate it with talk of the pitch of the stands at Bristol Motor Speedway. Loving Jerry for that. Again, we'll talk to John Cranton coming up here in just a moment or two and get his thoughts about that.
One of the props that John has thrown out, and we'll talk about this, is the New England Patriots' first four games, and I'm going to get your take on this. 0 wins, it's 20-1 odds. 1 win out of the first four, 6-1. 2 wins, 2-1. 3 wins, 8-5. Or 4 wins, 5-1. Where's the most value there? They're not going to go winless in the first four.
And they're not going to go 4-0. And with that in mind, let's bring in John Cramp from Jim Fife Sports in Las Vegas. Jim Fife Sports is the Twitter handle. And hey, John, how you doing? As we're on the eve of the NFL season.
Well, we certainly are. It's the best time to be in Las Vegas when the season starts. And I took a look at that prop bet, too, and I gave it a lot of thought. Before I tell you my thoughts, what did you guys see any value there?
I didn't see any value, John. I'm with Scott. I don't think the Patriots are going to go winless or unbeaten in those four games.
I'm with both of you. There's no value in those betting numbers that they put up. Probably 2-2, that's kind of the likely scenario, but 2-1 odds is just terrible. Remember, three of those games are at home. The most difficult one is the one coming up this weekend. And they've got a close-to-elite defense, which is going to keep them in a lot of games. And then there's the offense. You just don't know how they're going to perform. A lot of question marks with the kid quarterback. And let's not forget the offensive line, how bad they are. So, with this coaching staff and defense, sure, they could go 3-1, but some of those weak spots could be exposed. So it's fun to look at, and it's cool that the books put that up, but there's really no value in there.
Yeah, I think I'd leave that alone concentrate on some other stuff like Denver and Carolina coming up tonight. Awful tough place to win at with Mile High. Can't Carolina pull it off?
Yeah, Denver actually opened the favorite when they made these lines earlier in the year, but now Carolina, the favorite here of 3 and kind of a high total here, 44, and the Super Bowl rematch. The thing is, you don't see teams winning the Super Bowl and then they're a home underdog the next start of the next season. Highly unusual. Last time we saw that, the Patriots won it back in 2001, home dog to the Steelers, and they had no trouble winning. So here's another situation. Think about Carolina. I was watching them many times last year and thinking, why is this offense putting up such eye-popping numbers? They were an offensive juggernaut last year, leading the league in scoring and one of the top three rushing teams. And yet they're not an explosive offense. When you look at what they do, it's run-oriented, it's generally ball control. But the thing that people learned, if they didn't think about it a lot, is the term strength of schedule. Because the Panthers' schedule last year was one of the easiest in the NFL. That's going to flip-flop now because they've got a top 12 schedule, and that's going to start tonight against a game at Denver. And granted, they had those two great playoff games where they won unstoppable against great defenses in Arizona and Seattle, but when they got to face the number one ranked defense in Denver, boy, did this Carolina offense look lost. They didn't know what they were doing. They were turning the ball over. They couldn't pick up first downs. They looked frustrated. And the catch is they do get the wide receiver Benjamin back tonight, but this is still an elite defense, and I have some difficulties here making Carolina a road favorite when a lot of times these Super Bowl losers can struggle the next year. The thing is, Denver also has a lot of question marks. Should be a top 5 to top 10 defense again, but probably not as dominant as they lost Trevathan to the Bears. They lost Jackson, too. He signed with the Jaguars, a terrific defensive end. And then you've got an offense that they lost both quarterbacks who they relied on last year. That's another thing that's so unusual about tonight's game and what happened with the Broncos in the offseason. And the thing I find odd is they signed Mark Sanchez, said he's probably going to be number one, didn't even make the team. Then we heard the rookie Paxton Lynch was a perfect fit for the Gary Kubiak system, but instead they go with Trevor Siemian from the Northwestern. Haven't seen any of him in the regular season play other than one kneel down, so huge question marks with this offense, and that's the way I'm going to look at the game. I think Denver is capable of keeping it close, but it's going to be a defensive game like we all saw and predicted there in the Super Bowl. So I look at maybe a 16-13 or 20-17 kind of game, not a high-scoring tilt tonight.
Week two in college football, unlike week one, not an overabundance of attractive games, but the focus here in Iowa, obviously, is Iowa and Iowa State at Kinnick Stadium Saturday night. The numbers I saw, John, were 15 and around 51. What do you got?
Yeah, exactly that. And we talked about this several months ago where we thought that was kind of a high number. I think the odds makers got this one right, and that's based on what happened last week. Because Iowa State, good coach here, and Matt Campbell inherits plenty of talent. But, boy, what a difficult opener here. Lost to UNI 25-20. And what we saw was two of their star offensive players, the veterans, Lanning and the running back, Mike Warren, each having a key turnover. So they kind of let a game slip away. But the bigger story for me is the ground game. Iowa State should be able to run the football with Warren this year. They struggled badly in that open as the offensive line, the reshuffled offensive line, struggled just 51 total yards, 2.0 yards per carry. Hey, it's not going to get any easier this week against the Hawkeye defense. And then on the other side of the ball, UNI ran for 232 yards rushing. Defense has been a concern for the Cyclones the last couple of years, and that's got to be priority number one for this coaching staff this week. You've got to fix that because it handicaps what you can do or handcuffs what you can do defensively. In this case, if you can't stop the run, you're going to have to bring eight or even nine guys up to try and stop the run on first and second down. That leaves guys in the secondary vulnerable, and you can give up big plays. But they struggle badly to stop the running game, which means Kirk Ferentz is going to look at the game film and say, I love balance on offense. I love going with my two power backs in Daniels and Wadley, who were terrific last week. You're going to see Iowa bring that up early, try and establish the run, wear down the Iowa State defensive front line. That's going to be the key. And last week's game, yeah, they got a blowout win over Miami of Ohio, but there were some concerns there with the defense. They lost the key linebacker, Josie Jewell, early first quarter, and they struggled. They missed some tackles, and they gave up 21 points to a MAC team that only won three games last year and is rebuilding. So it's just enough for the coaching staff to say, okay, we got a three-touchdown win. However, I wasn't happy with this, so they have some things to work on this week. Last week's game was 31-17 final, but a little misleading as Iowa State led at the half 17-10. We know they get up for this rivalry game, and Iowa needed a 14-0 fourth quarter. Things stood out for me, though, was the ground game. Iowa State just 63 yards rushing in last year's meeting, and the Hawkeyes had 260 yards rushing, 5.8 yards per carry. Can't see much changing as far as the game plans by both teams, which is why I think the Cyclones have got to bring guys up in the box to contain that run. Kind of a big number here for a rivalry game. Cyclones are 8-1 against the spread when they're playing at Kinnick Stadium. They're also 13-5 against the Vegas number when they play. So I will look at both defenses to bounce back and play well. It's 8-2-1 under the Vegas total when these teams made, including a perfect 5-0 under the total at Kinnick Stadium. And you got a high total here of 51. So I'll look at maybe a 27-13 kind of game. But I think both defenses are going to be ahead of the offenses here in week two.
That is Iowa, Iowa State. John Krant joining us. College football at Bristol Motor Speedway in Bristol, Tennessee, Thunder Valley. Tennessee taking on Virginia Tech. Tennessee's had some extra time to get ready. They struggled in that first game of the year. Only a one-point win against a good Appalachian State team. But still, it was Appy State. And now what do you see against the Hokies?
Yeah, a lot to prove here for both these teams, both undefeated. But Tennessee had huge expectations, and they should, with 18 starters back, including 10 on offense. What a perplexing game. Overtime win over Appalachian State. I can only imagine that was a look-ahead game or week one. You're not always in mid-season form, of course, this early in the season, so maybe they just were out of sync. But this team is better, as you mentioned, than they looked in that first game. And, yeah, this game will be at Bristol Motor Speedway. They're expecting about 150,000 fans, which would break a record for a college football. So that's going to be interesting to watch. And the defense for Tennessee vastly improved a year ago, just 21 points per game. And they've got an interesting challenge here because Virginia Tech, while Tennessee has pretty much the same team from last year, Virginia Tech has all kinds of new looks. Frank Beamer gone after 29 seasons, so they bring in Justin Fuente, This guy came from Memphis. They ran the spread offense, an up-tempo attack, even no huddle at times. And they're an interesting team because Beamer left 9 starters back on offense, 8 on defense. And the new coach has tabbed Jared Evans, the quarterback. Now, this guy comes out of the junior colleges, and he was the nation's number one dual threat JC quarterback. So he's got a pretty good quarterback with experience, and he looked pretty good last week. 221 yards passing, 4 touchdowns. Of course, that was against Liberty, so it really doesn't tell you a lot, but it was a blowout win of 36-13. Thing is, the Virginia Tech defense, which is always good, allowed just 160 total yards. I think they're going to be pretty well for this game. And yet you have Tennessee here, an 11.5-point favorite with a total of 54.5. If both these offenses are running speed-oriented up-tempo attacks, got to believe you're going to see a lot of scoring, maybe both teams hitting the 30 mark, so I would look for a high-scoring game. But Tennessee at 11.5 after barely going that against Appalachian State, really getting the win. I don't know. I think the new coach here, Virginia Tech, might have enough to stay within this number, maybe a 6 or 7 point game.
The Chicago Bears open the NFL season in Houston, John, and just wondering if you think the Bears can cover 7.
Well, yeah, we got a 6-point number on Houston, up from 5, and the total is 44.5. And it's a difficult spot for the Bears here. A tough road trip on the road. They're rebuilding at 6-10 last year. The offense struggled at times, just 23rd in passing and points. They do have a capable quarterback in Cutler who was 21 touchdowns, 11 picks. But, boy, getting Kyle Long back at practice is key this week. But, boy, that knee injury is a concern. You've got to have him against this Texas defensive front. And the defense, too, is rebuilding. And it's just a difficult situation. They go against a more experienced Texas team. The catch here with Houston, though, is not the amount of talent on the field. It's something else. It's pressure. The pressure to come out of the gate playing exceptionally well, because Bill O'Brien had a very good team last year, won the division at 9-7, but he rolled the dice this offseason, rolling out the Brinks truck for Brock Osweiler, the quarterback who he thinks is the missing piece. Remember, he's only 25 years old, had 10 touchdowns, 6 picks last year with Denver, and they're tabbing him as an elite quarterback, at least with a contract. And they think he's a missing piece because the ground game was good enough, and now the passing game has the target. So there's a lot of pressure on O'Brien and on Osweiler, and we're not sure how that's going to go yet. If you remember Denver last year, Osweiler was pretty good in the middle of the field. But in the red zone, boy, they struggled at times even with him. So he has a lot to prove, and so does the coaching staff. But still, they hold home field for this one. And the Bears have never beaten them, 0-3 against them. The more recent one, Chicago fans might remember in 2012, Jay Cutler got a concussion, and this is still a great Texans defensive front here. So that's the way I'm going to look at this game. Maybe a defensive game, a ball control, because Bill O'Brien does like to run it. And I can see John Fox doing that, too. He doesn't want to get into a shootout here. You have a total of 44.5. So maybe this will be a defensive game. Yeah, Matt, they might be able to cover the number, but I think the betting number is good here for 6-7. Maybe a 23-16 or 17 kind of game.
All right. We move to Kansas City. The Chiefs open at home against Phillip Rivers and the San Diego Chargers. And what do you think? Looks like no Jamaal Charles for the Chiefs, though.
That's right, early on. You must be excited for this season.
I'm excited.
Charged down the stretch last year.
I'm excited.
Yeah, well, so are the odds makers. So they have the Chiefs a 7-point favorite, total of 43. Although I will caution, 63% of the individual bets are on the underdog in this one. And that's because the Chargers are one of the few teams that have a very good quarterback in the NFL, Phillip Rivers. Despite a bad season overall with the team, he was very good. 29 touchdowns, 13 picks. They were top 10 in offense last year, and a terrific passing game that was fourth. A little bit of a check mark with that, though, because they couldn't run the football at all. The offensive line was young, had a lot of injury problems. Look at their two top running backs last year. The Chargers tried to force the football, but they had 3.4 yards per carry, each one of them. Those guys are back, led by Melvin Gordon. But you got to have balance on offense, otherwise it's all on Rivers. And they moved the ball in the middle of the field, but struggled often in the red zone. They couldn't score. So that's a plus for the Chiefs in this one, because that's the same style that Alex Smith and Andy Reid play. They're not going to come at you throwing it, 40 times a game. They're content to run the ball. Yeah, they don't have Charles, but boy, with Spencer Ware and Chadwick West, they did outstanding last year, which showcases the depth on this team. I think they're one of the deepest teams in the NFL again, and we'll have a fine season in the 10 or 11 win mark. I think they're capable of winning this division. One thing about Alex Smith, 20 touchdowns, 7 interceptions last year, and 45 sacks. You might look at that and say, oh, that's way too many sacks, but he plays smart. He knows that sacks aren't as bad as throwing turnovers and giving it to the other team, and he's a perfect fit for this Andy Reid offense. They weren't spectacular in total offense, 27th in total yards and 30th in passing, but hey, they won with that ball control and defense. So I think this game is probably going to be closer than you would like, Scott, because last year the Chiefs, they were only a 7-point favorite or more just 4 times. Well, all those games were close. They lost to the Bears 18-17. They beat the San Diego team 10-3, but they were 10-point favorite. They were 11.5 against the pitiful Browns. They won 17-13, and then against the Raiders, a 7-point favorite, they won by only 6. So I understand why some of the public is looking at this one and saying, division game? An elite quarterback in Phillip Rivers here, why couldn't they keep this close? So that's the way I look at it. Maybe a 20-14 kind of game, but I'm not going to look for a blowout here.
John, you messaged us earlier. You're pondering a way that Iowa can hurt the Vegas books. How so?
Yeah, that's one of the stories here in Vegas this week, is that we're talking about some of the money that's come on two marquee teams, Ohio State and Florida State, as far as winning the national championship. That's no surprise with names like that. However, the team that's going to hurt them if they win the title, hurt the books, that is the Iowa Hawkeyes, because they were about 100-1 to win the national championship, which that was not good odds as far as making numbers. They were undefeated until December last year. They actually, when you think about it, how close they came to winning a title. They were right in that Big Ten title game till the last play, which means they would have gone to the Final Four, and then all you have to do is win 2 games and you're champs. So they were that close, and they bring all this talent back in what I perceive as a relatively easy schedule, and they hit there 100-1. So one of the sportsbook directors was saying, yeah, we're going to get hurt if Iowa runs the table. That is the worst-case scenario for several books here. So when you look at the schedule, the only game right now that they're an underdog is the home game against Michigan in mid-November. So if things go the way they could, like they did last year, there's a lot of sportsbooks in Vegas who are going to be wearing a Wolverine blue there.
Oh, and khaki pants. Yeah. Hey, John, talk a little bit about Jim Fife Sports and then an NFL free play for us today.
Sure, yep, I'll go with the under in the NFL game tonight. And Dave Kokin and Jim Feist doing ProLine new each week. You can find that at ProLine TV. Also, Jim Feist is giving away a free play on the NFL opener tonight. Get it for free at 866-546-9467. That's 866-546-9467. Or just go to jimfeist.com.
All right, have a great first NFL weekend, Jim.
John.
John. John, Jim. Sorry about that, John. All right, talk to you soon. 3:36, we're going to take a break, come back. We got the pick six yet, and we're going to talk to Kristen Hanneman, talk about coaching authorizations from Kirkwood. We'll do that when we come back, KGYM.
Napa Know How.
Benzoil Platinum Synthetic Motor Oil for just $4.99 a quart at Napa is filled with super smart oil technology your ride needs. You know, science stuff. But I'm not a scientist, so I can't explain all that. However, I am smart enough to know that grabbing Pennzoil Platinum Synthetic for only $4.99 a quart is a smart deal. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
General States Pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 9/30/16.
Finding a job can be tough, but Express Employment Professionals has helped more than 6.5 million people find jobs over the last 30 years. If you're ready to switch jobs or find a new job, team up with Express. Apply now at expresspros.com for industrial, skilled trade, and professional jobs. Express never charges a job seeker to help find them employment. And if you're recruiting, we have the right person for the job. Let us help. We'll open doors for you. Go to expresspros.com now.
Hawkeye, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
Back at 3:38, we got a Dr. Pepper prize pack we'll be giving away. We got the Carl and Ernie's pick six to pick, and a whole lot more, plus a little bowling night in America for you to chew on before we set sail here today. But right now, we're going to talk about Kirkwood coaching authorizations and how you can get your coaching authorization through Kirkwood Community College. Kristen Hanneman joining us here in studio. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to see you again.
You too. It's been a while.
Yeah, we were talking. It can't be a year.
No, I know. It doesn't feel like it at all.
No. But good things going on at Kirkwood. Always good things going on at Kirkwood.
Yeah. Yep. We're always keeping busy doing new and innovative things at Kirkwood. So, yeah, it's going good. So, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the coaching authorization programs. It's common knowledge now. If you coach in the state of Iowa, you must have, even if you're not a teacher, you must have coaching authorization, and that's where you guys come in.
Correct. Yeah. So we have two different ways you can get your coaching authorization. You can come to our in-person seminar, which typically happens the first or second, third weekend of the month. We have two different locations, so in Iowa City and Cedar Rapids. They're a two-week-long class, so you have to come Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's what the state mandates. So it's 55 hours worth of curriculum that you learn. So different things such as theory and ethics, human body function, human growth and development, and prevention and care. So we have that kind of outlet to do the class as well. Otherwise, you can do it online over a month long, and that's go at your own pace. But you both can get your certification at the end. So.
And not just anybody can get in the program, right, Kristen? You're going to undergo a background check and some other things, right?
Correct. So to first off, you have to be at least 18 years old to apply to the state. And then, yes, there is a background check that goes through the FBI and everything. You get your fingerprints done. If you're taking the in-person class with us, we do that fingerprinting for you for free. So, but yeah, it's a pretty strenuous background check that the state requires all the applicants to go through.
How long have you had the program? Several. I think we've had Kirkwood folks on for several years. I know you haven't been with the program
right. All
too long, but I think it's great because as someone who's had a son and a grandchildren coaching, it's comforting to know that they're in good hands.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think it's been going on for almost 20 years. So,
oh, wow.
I think we're a great company to go through and school and to get that authorization. So, mm-hmm.
Not only the high school's mandated, obviously, but now you're seeing a lot more of the lower levels. I hate to say lower levels, but younger athletes, their coaches now, some of them are required to go through it as well.
Correct. Yeah. Legally in the state of Iowa, I think it's above like 6 years old to high school level. You do have to have that coaching authorization in hand. So, yeah, it's required by everyone. I know the state is kind of working on some new things of requiring first aid and CPR training as well. So that might be something in the works pretty soon, too. So they're definitely take it serious and want all of their coaches that are working with the kids to make sure that they're top notch. So,
and it's not a lifetime certification, I don't believe. Current coaches have to go through the program every so often, I think, right?
Correct. Yep, it's every 5 years, and we do have an online recertification program. So there's a few different steps that you need to take to get that recertified, but Kirkwood helps you with that as well, so we can help get at least 3 out of the 5 things that you need done for recertification.
Yeah, and that's big, and they're both, I would imagine, very popular. The online course, I got to think, is growing and growing. Obviously, we're in a technical society, aren't we?
Right, yeah. The online is proving to be, I think, easier and more convenient for a lot of people to do, and especially nice that you can work at your own pace throughout the month. But we still see the in-person is pretty popular as well. There actually is a class starting this weekend, so it's filling up fast. So we only have limited seating in every class that we host every month.
What's it going to set me back, Kristen? Cost.
So the in-person class is $385, and the online for all 4 classes is $505. The state does require that background check and all the other processing fees, and that's $160 to the state. But to Kirkwood, it's $385 or $505.
Yeah, depending on. You mentioned that class coming up soon is filling fast. If people want to take advantage of it at the last second, or just they know they have to do it, how do they get in touch with you guys? What do they need to do?
Sure. So they can call our phone in registration. That number is 319-398-1022. Otherwise, online at our Kirkwood website, you can go to kirkwood.edu/C as in cat, E as in elephant. So CE. And then they can search for the coaching classes there. So The easiest way is to call in. We can help you figure out what you need. So sometimes with the online program, some people have already taken a class in college that will relate to it. So you don't have to take all four classes. So it's kind of good to call in, see what you have. We can take a look at your transcripts and see if you only have to take two out of the four classes or so.
Very nice.
Yeah, might help you out a little bit right there.
Definitely.
Well, and you mentioned it's not only X's and O's or things like that, but you have to have... in case of injuries, things like that. A lot of kinetics involved with it now, and I would imagine more and more about concussions and things like that.
Correct. Yeah, the second portion of our in-person class is prevention and care, and there's 20 hours spent on all of those different topics. First aid, heat acclimation, concussion, all of those different things. So we definitely get our students prepared for those things that can happen on the field when they're out there.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing. Make sure coaches know, especially the younger kids, know what they're doing. And so they have the background not to just, okay, you look good, put them back in. That's what happened to us.
Exactly.
Way back in the day. again, give the, if they want to contact you or just sign up, get more information, how do they go about doing that?
Yep, our phone number is 319-398-1022. If you want to talk to me personally about the class, my extension is 1278. Otherwise, you can go online to kirkwood.edu/CE, and that's a C as in cat and E as in elephant.
There you go. We thank you for coming by, and thanks to Kirkwood for helping out us here at KGYM, and we hope we send a lot of people your way.
Yeah, definitely. I always like when I hear people that heard our talk or commercial, so thank you.
Awesome. That's the bottom line of things. Kristen, always good to see you.
You too. Thank you.
All right, and we're going to take a short break, come back. We'll have Bowling Night in America and go right into the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6, so stay with us. More to come after this. As we go to break, Alex, let's do this. Let's give somebody out there a chance to win a Dr. Pepper prize pack. We're going to go with caller number 6. Caller number 6, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. A 12-pack of Dr. Pepper, 12-pack of regular Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper, and KGYM swag for you out there. Caller number 6, you're going to get that. Alex will get your information.
Football is a fast and rough and tumble game. In many ways, it's a lot like your business. You need the right game plan and team to win in business. Network Computer Solutions is your bench when it comes to the tech issues that can make the difference between winning and losing. Call NCS at 247-7223, 247-7223, and put them on your IT team. NCS is your big-time IT department at a fraction of the cost. Network Computer Solutions, they're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
It's only one day until the NFL kicks off the 2016 season. Don't miss a minute of the action. Get NFL Red Zone from NFL Network now. Every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoon. NFL Red Zone from NFL Network is available on Mediacom. Go to MediacomCable.com.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Mature League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes, the Gym Class on KGYM.
Back with you at 3:47. We're going to get to the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6. We'll do that here in just a moment. But, Mark, we were at May City Bowl last night. They are the proud sponsor of Bowling Night in America. Thanks to Tom, the entire staff. Pro Shop is there for you. They do a terrific job with Andy and everybody over there.
Indeed, it was like a week's pay to start the league with between. No, I'm just
paperwork.
Kidding.
We had
I'm
to get the paperwork done, Mike Hoskins, and good luck getting through all that.
Yeah, but we got it underway, and week one is in the books, and it was good night for the Rusty Nails. 3-1. We won two games, and the series lost the last game by 20. But I think by and large, everybody on the team had a good night. I know Bobby D isn't too happy with what he did, but. Most of us at or over our average. So in that respect, it was a good week.
It was a good week, and it was great to see everybody out there. We had a lot of nice series last night. Maybe not, I think only one 700, but there were a lot of high fives and 600s last night.
Right, Mike Robinson leading the way. He had 279 game and 723 series. That topped the league, our own Rod Bruner, with a 679. And I just fell off a tad that last game in his bid for a 700.
That was second high, I think.
Was it?
I believe one of the Whittles had a 267 last night.
That's being audited, right?
That is being audited.
Okay.
And they also said that the jacket was at May City Bowl somewhere.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either, but it was on the premises.
Probably stuffed in a locker
somewhere. It's like the college football trophy. It was there. It was making the rounds, but we did not see it. You know, we can't see the jacket until we are triumphantly taking it back. Right? Am I right on this? And it won't be in the next 2 weeks. I checked out the schedule.
Okay. Soon enough, though.
Soon enough, though. But great time had by all at May City Bowl. And they are the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America. And we'll go at it again next Wednesday night. You guys will. I'm off next Wednesday.
Indeed. Thanks so much to May City Bowl. Pro Shop humming out there, as it has been since it opened. But thanks again for May City for hosting us and their sponsorship.
Indeed. Tony from Cedar Rapids, he is our Dr. Pepper prize pack winner. So congratulations going out to Tony. 12-pack of regular Dr. Pepper, 12-pack of Diet Dr. Pepper, some Dr. Pepper swag, and some KGYM swag going out to Tony. And now the panel is assembling.
We're not interrupting anything, are we?
Just bowling, just okay. Bowling talk. That's all right. All it is. But it's very important bowling talk. When we go 3-1, you know, it's on the big board already. It's big stuff.
As are the results from the first week of the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6.
I heard a rumor that Tim Tebow was going to try to join the Brunswick invite this year. Is there any truth to that?
He's going to be at the Reno.
He's actually watching CBS Sportsnet last night on TV. I was watching a little women's professional bowling. It was the only station that was coming in on the dish during the storm.
Ah.
Your guess is as good as mine.
I got a Snapchat from Todd so I can actually back that up.
Any ship in a storm, right?
May or may not have been a BNA reference. Last week, Sean was the big winner. He went 4-2. Everybody else sort of scuffled behind. And yes, I believe for the first time since John McKay was coaching the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the gym class has a small lead in the season standings here in week one. We'll see. We got to pick some NFL games.
What do you think about
Shandrick West?
What do you think of your execution, coach? your team?
All in favor of
it. I'm all for it.
Do we have Sean?
Working on it, I do believe.
Working on it. Well, Scott, let's go ahead and start with you. The first game we'll pick this week, of course, trying to win somebody a $30 gift certificate to Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub in Iowa City, is the Holy War between BYU and Utah. And this game is being played at Utah. The Utes are a 3.5-point favorite over a team that we may see more of if they join the Big 12.
Yeah, and more on that coming up, I'm sure, as far as BYU is concerned with a certain school with a petition. But and anyway, this is a rivalry game. Rivalry games are meant to be close. But BYU's coming off a thrilling last-second victory. I don't know if they can do it 2 weeks in a row. At Salt Lake City, I'll take Utah and throw the 3.5. I will take the Utes. The Fighting Utes, by the way. Mark Dukes.
Yeah, I like Utah a lot here. And that aforementioned school that you mentioned was Iowa State. Its students signed a petition that basically says we don't want BYU in the league. So I don't know how soon Iowa State will see that team or not, but I like Utah in this game.
That's not going to stop the Big 12 from getting them. Alex Kuhn, you have your picks, and I believe you have Sean's picks.
I'll get Sean's on the back end here, since he was supposed to bat leadoff.
Okay, very good.
I like BYU's offense. Not a big fan of Kyle Whittingham's offense at Utah. I'll take BYU.
Who did you take, Mark?
He took Utah.
I took Utah.
You took Utah.
Todd Brommelkamp, the czar.
I am going to take, you know what, if Alex takes BYU, BYU's good enough for me. Sorry, Iowa State Student Senate, which I agree with them, but that's neither here nor there. Tyler Ryder.
Yeah, I like the Cougs as well.
Liking the Cougs. And how?
That is a clean sweep for the APC because Sean also likes BYU. Let's go from the football stadium to the racetrack. I heard you guys talking about this one. It's much anticipated showdown between Virginia Tech and Tennessee, and it's going to be played at Bristol Motor Speedway.
That's Thunder Valley to you. Sorry.
What's the spread there, Todd?
The spread would be the Tennessee Volunteers favored by 11.5 points. And Mark?
It's probably more than a car length in feet, isn't it?
That's at least a 10-second win.
Racing says Tennessee. Give me Tennessee.
Alex.
That's a big number. I think Virginia Tech's coaching staff keeps them in there. It's a great coaching staff led by Coach Fuente. His former
Who's the head coach at Virginia Tech?
His name's Justin Fuente. His former players really miss him dearly, and I can't overstate that enough.
Yeah.
I'll take Virginia Tech to cover. I think Tennessee wins.
Yeah, okay.
Todd.
Tennessee was not all that impressive in its season opener, so this is perhaps an opportunity for them to bounce back. There are going to be a whole lot of drunk folks there at Bristol Motor Speedway, which I guess makes it like any other NASCAR race, except this is a college race. And as I get an opportunity anytime Tennessee is on the pick six, I ask my co-host, why don't people on Rocky Top get their corn from a jar, Tyler?
Rocky Top.
Why is it that folks on Rocky Top get their corn from a jar? This is the Osborne Brothers, by the way. Rocky Top. I'll take Tennessee in this one.
This is a long setup.
Tyler wouldn't answer the question, but it's because corn don't grow on Rocky Top.
Perhaps maybe if you'd let the song play out, it'd answer for you.
Well, I wish we had all day.
Is this Little Jimmy Pickens?
Text from Rusty coming in.
O-L-S. Go, Vols, go, now.
If only Virginia Tech's fight song was May the Bird of Paradise Fly Up Your Nose, we would knock the Little Jimmy Dickens references out of
the
park. I'm
going to tell you right now, there were a lot of upset people the way Tennessee played against Appy State. If you look at Butch Jones's history, like close calls or close losses, he doesn't make it look pretty on the return
side.
Turn
that damn thing off, will
Virginia,
you?
Virginia Tech's in a
world
over.
You got a problem with the Osborne Brothers?
That's why I played the Osborne Brothers first. Because Todd would, if it was the Pride of the Southland, Todd would be like, cut that crap off. But it's the Osborne Brothers, and Todd's going to let it
it's
play.
The original version, the Osborne Brothers.
Yes.
Are you taking Tennessee?
I just said Tennessee.
He says Butch Jones makes it rough on him. You guys... Not for $1 million would Sean Krantz take Tennessee, and I think we all know that. So he picks Virginia Tech, Scott.
Tennessee, yes, they didn't look too terrific last week, but it was a good team they were going against, and they got better as the game went, and I think they learned something from it. I'm throwing the 11.5. I will take Rocky Top.
All right, game number 3, Arkansas at TCU, and Gary Patterson's Horned Frogs are a 7.5-point favorite over Brett Bielema's Arkansas Razorbacks. Alex?
Talk about a team that didn't look good in week one, TCU. Their defense is still awful. I think Arkansas keeps this close and smacks them in the mouth. I think they win this game.
Ooh.
There are two types of woo pig, so I'm told. There's woo pig, and then there's woo pig, according to Brett Bielema. And I think this one's going to be one of the latter. I'll take TCU to cover.
Yeah, San Diego State almost pulled that upset against Texas Christian last week. I'm going to take Bielema in this as well.
Going Arkansas.
So you went Arkansas. Okay, because I took TCU. Sean takes Arkansas also. Scott?
I think too much. You're right. TCU's defense didn't look good last week, but I think too much offense for Arkansas. I think they're going to outscore them, so I'm going to throw the 7.5 and take the Horned Frogs.
Text line question, will the gym class win before Kirk Ferentz's contract ends?
Yes.
I think it's going to be a close game. Give me Arkansas.
No music on that one, by the way.
Game 4, North Carolina at Illinois, as Lovie Smith and the Fighting Illini are getting 9 points at Memorial Stadium. I get to bat leadoff on this one. Go ahead and give me the Illinois Fighting Illini. I will dedicate this selection to our Uber driver in Chicago at Big Ten Media Day, who is a college classmate of the one and only Dick Butkus. Tyler will back me up on that one.
Yes, 100%.
Uber driver almost threw us out.
Yeah, when we were heading over to...
someone.
Connors?
Carsons.
Carsons, thank you. Number 1, best quarterback in the Big Ten, JT Barrett. Number 2, CJ Beathard. Number 3, Wes Lunt. I like the Illini in this game.
Sean, really? Sean differs. Oh, yes.
Wes Lunt?
Watch him play, man.
Sean differs with Tyler Ryder on this one again. Sean likes UNC.
If Scott. He had playmakers in Champaign, he's a good quarterback, man.
I think Illinois is going to be sky high for this one. And North Carolina coming off the loss to Georgia. It's going to be tough to go from Georgia to get up or taking on the Illini. And they might not win it, but I think they're going to keep it close. Give me Lovey Smith and the
Fighting
Illini. When
you cut your mic
Illini.
Off, tell me somebody better than Wes Lunt.
I don't have to have my microphone off. Nathan Stanley. Okay. In the eyes of Iowa.
Okay. By the way, I'd like to apologize to all little Jimmy Dickens fans out there. I meant little Jimmy Dickens, not little Jimmy Pickens.
North Carolina, in the interest of time.
Jimmy Pickens was an outfielder for the Michigan State Spartans a couple years ago, who's now in the Reds organization.
That's Alex, I like North thinking. Carolina big as well.
All right, Pitt and Penn State. This game is being played at Heinz Field, and Tyler Ryder gets to bat leadoff here. Pitt is a 6-point favorite.
Barkley versus Connor. I think both of them eat up a lot of yards. What is it one more time, TB?
6.
More experienced quarterback. Give me Pitt.
Sean likes Penn State. He may not like them. He's taking them.
I'm going to take Penn State as well. Another rivalry game. They haven't met in several years. It's great to see this back on the schedule. I'm going to take the Nittany Lions.
I'll take Mitch Leidner over Wes Lunt. Thank you very much.
I would too.
Not quarterbacking in this game.
Give me Pitt.
Pitt.
Two very similar teams. I'll take the more well-coached team. Give me Pat Narduzzi and the Pitt Panthers.
There's been a whole lot written today about Penn State not viewing this as a rivalry game, and if you don't think Pat Narduzzi and the Panthers are going to have that all over the locker room, Pitt's going to make a statement in this game, and I think there's a whole lot of people hoping that they do. Go ahead and give me the Panthers. We're going to wind up with Iowa and Iowa State, as we would on Cy-Hawk Week. The Hawkeyes a 15-point favorite at home. Our tiebreaker this week, Mike Warren's rushing yards against the Iowa defense, Scott Unesh.
I was the only one that got last week's right. I said, and I almost got it pretty close because I said Miami'd score late to cover that thing. As we talked about with John Cranton, Iowa State's 5-0 at Kinnick Stadium against the spread. In 15, that's good enough for me. Iowa's going to win the game without any problems, but Iowa State's going to maybe score at the end to get it within 15. I will take the Cyclones and 84 for Mike Warren.
Just the way this series has gone, you would want to take the underdog, but I don't think so in this spot. Talked to Iowa State people last night, and they're not even excited about the Cyclones. So give me Iowa and 85 for Warren.
Oh. You going to let him do
85?
That to you? 85? You going to let him do that to you?
And Iowa State?
Iowa.
I'm sorry. Iowa. Okay.
I think somehow, some way, Iowa State keeps it fairly close. Give me the clones to cover Iowa to win, but Mike Warren, 90.
Might as well just take an 86 and just throw.
Now, there's some that wonder whether P.T. Barnum actually did say there's a sucker born every minute. Whether he said it or not, there's a sucker born every minute. I should not make this pick, but I'm going to. I'm going to take Iowa to cover the 15. I think that has the potential to get very ugly, even though I know how the series normally plays out. Give me the Hawkeyes and 69 rushing yards for Mike Warren.
Tyler Ryder.
It's going to get messy. It's going to get very, very messy. I think Mike Warren improves on his performance last week against you and I, though. I'm going to take 82 yards rushing.
You might as well just take an 83. No, I'm kidding.
It's 82 yards, but he's going to have to get majority of that in the first half because they're going to have to pass a lot to catch up in the second half.
Do we even need to ask? We'll just go with how many yards,
so
Sean?
You're taking Iowa.
I'm taking Iowa big.
Iowa big, and Sean likes Iowa, and he goes with 72 yards on the tiebreaker. And that's it for another edition of the Pick 6. We need six callers, 319-366.